Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Tuesday, January 21st. Coming up, we'll learn why a land-holding company says a decades-old wetland law is unconstitutional and why sustainable agricultural groups are pushing back. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Coldsmother kept the chair of the Champaign County GOP from seeing the presidential inauguration in person yesterday. But she says it was still rewarding to join with fellow party members in celebrating Donald Trump's return to the presidency. IPM's Jim Meadows reports.
Champaign County Republican Chair Susan Mantell says it was inspiring to watch President Trump's second inauguration in the nation's capital. She hopes Trump's second term will inspire more Republicans to run for office in her county, where Democrats dominate county government.
We need America First leaders in our organizations, in our local government positions, and we need to find a way to grow our leaders in the Champaign County Republican Party and just in general in the county.
After the inauguration was moved indoors, Mantell viewed the ceremony at a reception held by Southern Illinois Congressman Mike Bost. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Danville honored the life and service of Martin Luther King yesterday with a simple message. Now is the time to stand up. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
A choir sang under stained glass windows at St. James United Methodist Church, almost a century after Dr. King's birth. The main speaker was Crystal Thomas, who is the senior pastor of New Zion Tabernacle in Fort Wayne, Indiana. She told the audience that God has a niche for everyone to make a difference.
When I think about Dr. King and how he never gave up and he wasn't afraid of giving his all, even his life for the service of humanity. So I feel good about that and honored to be able to do something to make a difference in our community.
Speaking to IPM after the service, she said she is worried about how the new Trump administration will affect immigrants and people of color. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker vows to protect residents should the new Trump administration send immigration enforcement to the state. Kristen Schorsch reports.
Hours after Republican Donald Trump was inaugurated, Pritzker said violent criminals who are in the U.S. without legal status should be deported. But he's worried about what could come next.
Ripping families apart, people who are law-abiding residents of the state of Illinois or of this country. We're going to stand up for them in the state of Illinois and do everything that we can to protect them.
Trump's incoming border czar, Tom Homan, has said there would be a big immigration raid across the U.S., including in Chicago. Pritzker says he has not heard from the Trump administration if and when raids would happen here. In the meantime, advocates are educating immigrants about their rights.
Much of the Midwest and South Central U.S. has been experiencing varying levels of snow, ice, and rain. As Jana Rose Schleiss reports from Harvest Public Media, livestock also needs special attention during winter weather conditions.
When temperatures drop to around 20 degrees, cattle and especially young calves become susceptible to frostbite, specifically on vulnerable areas like their ears, tails, and udders. Elizabeth Picking is a livestock field specialist for the University of Missouri Extension and says cows in winter weather states are often physically more prepared to withstand cold conditions.
Those animals are also going to grow a decent hair coat, and so that helps the more northern farmers out. But I would expect to see, you know, more issues for the folks that are hit with this further south.
This week, heavy snow and ice have impacted livestock-producing states, including Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jana Rose Schleiss.
Still to come, we'll learn why a land-holding company says a decades-old wetlands law is unconstitutional and why sustainable agricultural groups are pushing back. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny and cold with a high of 5 degrees. Wind chill values between minus 10 and minus 20, with a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of minus 2, south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 25 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 19 degrees, southwest wind 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 27 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, with the second Trump administration underway, we'll talk about his inaugural address and first moves in office. And we want to hear how you're feeling about it. Leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on the 21st Show.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Muskeva. A 40-year-old law has protected millions of acres of wetlands on U.S. farm ground. But a company that owns land in Iowa says that law violates private property rights and is suing the USDA. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports the lawsuit could upend a major wetland conservation policy.
At the Center for Agricultural Law and Taxation at Iowa State University, Director Christine Tidgren scrolls through the 1985 Farm Bill on her computer. She's looking for a section called Wetland Conservation.
So right in here is where it is.
Farmers, policymakers, and conservationists call this law Swamp Buster.
When Swamp Buster was enacted and put into law, there were concerns about preserving wetlands across the country.
By the mid-80s, over half of the original wetlands in the lower 48 states had been lost, largely through agricultural drainage. And people were worried. Wetlands provide vital habitat for wildlife, filter drinking water, and store floodwater. Tidgren says Swamp Buster aimed to protect what was left by linking conservation to federal benefits, like crop insurance and farm loans.
The idea was that if you did then convert those wetlands to farmland, then you would be denied a proportion of some of your farm benefits.
Today, farmers that drain, fill in, or alter designated wetlands on their land risk losing all farm subsidies. Swamp Buster has helped slow down the disappearance of wetlands in the U.S. But now, the long-standing law is being challenged in federal court. The case stems from 72 acres in northeastern Iowa owned by CTM Holdings, a company that rents out farmland. Jim Conlin is CTM's managing member.
It is very fertile, tillable soil, and it has spots in it that the government designated as wetland. And as a result, the trees can't be removed from it. It can't be used for anything, and they pay nothing for that.
When the USDA denied his request to reevaluate the wetland designation, Conlin, a retired Chicago attorney, says he started looking into Swamp Buster.
And the closer I read the statute, the more I said, this is crazy. This is clearly unconstitutional.
CTM's lawsuit argues that Congress did not have the authority to pass Swamp Buster and that it infringes on private property rights. Lauren C. Hayes with Liberty Justice Center is one of the attorneys for CTM.
Normally, when the government says, hey, I'm doing something for everybody, a public use, a public purpose, then it's a taking. They use the powers of eminent domain to take the property and they provide just compensation to the property owners.
But the USDA, along with a group of sustainable ag organizations intervening in the case, argue that Swamp Buster does not take or regulate land. It's part of congressional spending, which can come with conditions.
The thing that is very puzzling to me about plaintiffs' argument is that they're basically arguing that farmers should be entitled to free taxpayer money with no strings attached.
That's Katie Garvey, a staff attorney with the Environmental Law and Policy Center, which is representing the Iowa Farmers Union in the case. Garvey says farmers who leave designated wetlands in place get access to subsidies worth billions of dollars.
The government's not taking anything from anybody. They're saying they have opened up a giant pot of money and they said, come and get it. Who wants it? Do you want it? Okay, here's the one thing you need to do in order to get it.
The lawsuit over wetland conservation is expected to go to trial this year. It comes on the heels of several U.S. Supreme Court decisions that have made it easier to challenge environmental laws and the federal agencies that carry them out. This includes the Sackett decision, which sharply limited the EPA's authority to regulate pollution released into wetlands and streams under the Clean Water Act. Michael Schmidt is an attorney with the Iowa Environmental Council, one of the organizations intervening in the Swamp Buster case.
Swamp Buster is one of the few conditions that we have in Iowa and nationwide addressing agricultural pollution and reducing agricultural pollution.
He says getting rid of the lawn standing law would be a move in the wrong direction. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Illinois Public Media. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Emily Hayes, Kristen Schorsch, Jana Rose Slice, and Rachel Kramer. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.